Phoenix Audio presents
Team Rodent, How Disney Devours the World, by Carl Hiaasen, read by Richard Gilliland. Ready to Drop. Dateline Times Square, November 1997. De-loused and revitalized Times Square, home to MTV, Condé Nast, Morgan Stanley, the world's biggest Marriott hotel, the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, and soon a Madame Tussauds wax museum. And Peepland. From its doorway on West 42nd Street, one can see the glittering marquee of the new Disney store at Broadway. More importantly, from the Disney store, one can clearly see Peepland, a scrofulous neon-lit affirmation of triple X-rated raunch. Sleaze lives. It lives and it beckons, though less garishly than either the Disney store or its rococo neighbor, the New Amsterdam Theater, where golden breeze-furled banners advertise The Lion King, a musical based on a cartoon movie. Both the cartoon, which grossed $772 million worldwide, and the stage show, which will most likely be the most successful production in Broadway history, were created as exemplary family entertainment by the Walt Disney Company, which also lavishly restored the New Amsterdam at a cost of $38 million. In this way, Disney audaciously has set out to vanquish sleaze in its unholiest fountainhead, Times Square, the skanky ooze pot to which every live sex show, jack-off arcade, and smut emporium in the free world owes its existence.